everybody, Josh Sigurdsson of World Alternative Media here, and I wanted to remind everyone that China is the Great Reset. It always has been. It's a role model for the Great Reset, as Klaus Schwab says, and we see that as we see massive global de-dollarization, all the things that the Great Reset proposes it are coming to life at the same time. It just happens to be that way, that all the food supply is getting destroyed, that all the entire electricity grid is going down at the same time as they bring in crazy climate policies, at the same time as they bring down the housing market and, of course, the dollar itself as they prop up BRICS. So this out of Zero Hedge, it says, Escobar, global de-dollarization nearing crossroads moment. De-dollarization is heading for a breakthrough due to rising global discontent with U.S. casino capitalism. It's a gigantic snowball all over the world. We cannot even keep up with it, Pepe Escobar said in an interview with the New Rules podcast. It's very important what is going to be discussed at the BRICS summit in South Africa. This will probably be the crossroads moment where things are then, where things are going to go or then go. And, you know, this is happening as we see Lula say things like this. Why can't an institution like BRICS Bank have a currency to finance trade relations between Brazil and China, between Brazil and all the other BRICS countries who decided that the dollar was the trade currency after the end of global parity, Lula said during an April visit in the Shanghai-based New Development Bank. And this happens, he's saying these things as France considers leaving the dollar, as we see Saudi Arabia move out of the dollar system. And there's a history behind this. As the Wall Street Journal shows, China wants to be at center of New World Order, top EU official says. And as we mentioned before, China proposed initiative on global civilization hailed. Yes, a global civilization is what they called for. And this out of Gateway Pundit, Klaus Schwab says communist China is a role model for many countries in creating the new world of tomorrow. And it's no doubt that a big part of this is you look at BRICS, and Brazil is a B in BRICS, and Brazil just overthrew Bolsonaro and put in Lula da Silva, who is a World Economic Forum golden boy, who was a convicted criminal, literally pulled him out of jail to do this so that they could go forward with the school. Is the dollar good? Absolutely not. The fiat system is fraud. But we have to understand, just because one thing's bad, the other thing isn't going to be better. We have 3.4 billion people population-wise in BRICS so far. If you include all the countries that want to join, we then have 6.6 billion people. And this was always a goal. That was the idea of having things like, of course, the Trilateral Commission. That's why Henry Kissinger met with Mao to save them from starvation in the early 1970s and create an alliance with them that propped them up as a monopoly versus the U.S. This was always the goal. Zbigniew Brzezinski said himself he wants a technocratic superstate. And he pointed to China as the goal. And Zbigniew Brzezinski with the Trilateral Commission worked with Klaus Schwab, who is basically replacing Kissinger as the evil German guy with a fake accent. And this is how they're moving forward with this. They have to create crisis. They have to create chaos. And with chaos, they get order out of chaos. And people are too stupid and dependent and weak. Not you guys watching, but most people to understand this. And, you know, I wanted to kind of go into some of the history today, but it's going to be a quick video because I think it's important that we keep it quick, because I've gone into this a lot of times before, but there's always new stuff happening in front of our eyes, my friends. And as China says they want to be part of a new world order, we also have things like this. Turkey and Argentina turn to crypto amid record-breaking inflation and crumbling currencies. They have no choice. What do you think is going to happen when Turkey and Argentina are in such a crisis, and it's not the first time, and Argentina has been in countless inflationary crises over the last 100 years. There's, I think, 13 of them. And of course, Venezuela and all these other countries and Mexico talking about joining BRICS, they're going to be forced into that new system. And it's all by design, my friends. It's all by design. I'm going to continue on here in a moment. I do want to mention that people should go check out heavensharvest.com for long-term storable foods that are non-GMO, heirloom seeds, water filtration and storage, and books on how to get started. Use code WAM, W-A-M, and get free shipping on much of these products. And save your life today. Save your family's life today. This isn't about having fear. This is about doing something about it and not being left behind in the Great Reset. We have fully organic kits available too. Experts say you need at least 3 months of storable food in a supply chain crisis. Why are people still sitting on their hands on this one? I know a lot of you have done something, but this could save your life and your family's life. And this is how we win a war against the Great Reset. Not by fighting, not by shooting, not by protest, but by preparing, because that is what they expect the least, my friends. And if you get seeds, you could plant food for the rest of your life. Also, you know, food, water, shelter, self-defense, and all that kind of stuff. So anyway, I'm going to continue on with our story. I just wanted a little blurb. It is a short video, so I don't want to get too carried away with all that stuff, but there are solutions in the description. You know, China has proposed an initiative on global civilization. And this is very concerning considering the history here. The U.S. empire is purposely collapsing themselves. Why do you think that they're shutting down the supply chain? Why do you think that they're trying to get rid of farms throughout Europe? And I'm in Catania, Italy right now. It's the cheapest place I can afford right now, as I'm trying to report on stories. And, you know, Italy is heavily targeted by this. And Meloni is pushing back and saying, hey, wait a second. We don't want to eat bugs. We don't want to put, you know, crickets in our pizza. That goes against our culture. That's good. But here's the thing. They won't have a choice when they destroy the supply chain worldwide. So they might ban this stuff now, but it doesn't matter. It's about people individually preparing and not waiting for the government to come and save them from the problems of the government in the first place. And of course, they're destroying the energy grid. They're destroying things. They destroyed Nord Stream. And it's absolutely devastated a lot of Europe as far as prices go and actual access to energy while Germany shuts down their power plants. All these things are part of the same puzzle piece as the eugenics operation we saw over the last few years, chemically castrating children and grooming children and putting little boys in dresses, demoralization, as Orwell calls it, World War III, which is totally falsified and scripted. I mean, look, who are one of Israel's biggest allies? Russia. The second language in Israel is Russian. Ukraine is propped up by the U.S. in 2014. It was all fraudulent. All this is fraudulent. And then Russia's working with China, the technocratic evil worldwide that's been propped up for the Great Reset for decades. It's a Tower of Babel itself. So why do people take sides in this? The side is you or evil. Good versus evil. That is a side one must take. Good. And you know what? Looking at all this, other major parts of the puzzle piece are obviously the banking crisis and the inflationary crisis. They needed to create inflation to enslave people and weaken them, make them dependent over the years, drive them against each other in poverty, cause crime, drug addiction, all those things. And then when it all goes down, they come in as a solution with a CBDC, a central bank digital currency. And for a while, it'll be with the US dollar. And then it's going to ease into on your banking apps that already a lot of them contain carbon credits on them into the BRICS World Reserve Currency System, similar to the special drawing rights, which is a basket of currencies at the IMF. Now, and the IMF just released their CBDC. And 97% of countries worldwide have a CBDC plan. And then you have that system, which will then be attached to your credit in life. So you have a smart meter in your home that tells the government how much gas, electricity, and water you use on a daily basis, which will determine your carbon credit score. And that will determine your food rations as they destroy the supply chain. They have something to wall you in on every angle, my friends. It'll determine your ability to travel around or outside of your 15-minute city. Climate lockdowns, my friends. Why do you think they did the zero carbon policy in China? That was a Freudian slip, the zero COVID policy in China. That was a litmus test for the zero carbon policy worldwide. It's funny, though, that they have the same names and they're so similar. They have, like, it's the, even the first word is, or first letter is a C. Again, that was always a goal. And, you know, as we see people struggle to survive, I mean, it's pretty obvious what we're witnessing. Look at this. So top economists warns the next recession will be as if the whole country takes a pay cut. Moreover, they won't own money anymore. It'll be a CBDC and they will own nothing and they will be happy because they will be provided for, says Klaus Schwab. Well, yes, they will be. They won't own anything though. And they will have no independence and humanity is based in independence. That's why I always say this is a war on humanity itself. And, you know, at the same time, we have stories like this out of Natural News. It says 280 million Americans are not prepared for common shit hits the fan scenarios. Of course they're not. Why would they be? Tyranny comes under the guise of convenience. All of this was set up for decades. It was always meant to happen. Most of Latin America now wants to go into BRICS. Is the U.S. going to say, oh, we would never allow that to happen? No, of course not. They want it to happen. They wouldn't be doing all these things if they didn't want it to happen. They wouldn't be destroying or demoralizing children. They wouldn't be destroying You know, the economy. They wouldn't be pushing people into crime and drugs across the board and shipping in drugs from all over the world. They wouldn't be trying to cause World War III. They wouldn't be trying to, you know, ban farmers from being able to survive and sustain their farms so that people starve out. They wouldn't be going after the energy grid to such an extent, banning gas stoves in New York City. I mean, they wouldn't be doing all this stuff if it wasn't part of the plan. They wouldn't be doing all this stuff when it comes to eugenics and killing off countless people when they knew in the DARPA documents in 2018 in the letter to Fauci, the first time SARS-CoV-2, which was never isolated, first time it was ever mentioned by the government was a DARPA document to Fauci where they said it was a vaccine-induced illness. They've known all of this. This is all scripted. Every last bit of this is scripted. There's nothing that isn't. Including the Russia-Ukraine situation, including the banking crisis. They go, oh, well, it's all collapsing down. They can't hold up the banks anymore because of the bank runs. They don't want bank runs to happen. Yes, they say they don't want a bank run to happen to create the veneer, the image of not wanting a bank run to happen. But eventually they need that whole system to go down to bring in one national bank and then one world bank that will completely, you know, entrust people into a cashless society and complete slavery to a CBDC. This is obvious. We see McDonald's and Burger King going down. The cheapest, junkiest food you could possibly get. Well, guess what's next? Government food. Because at the end of the day, fascism is government and corporation hand in hand. And we see a lot of that in corporatism today. The future, which is communism, the difference is that its government is a corporation. It's a giant monopoly. It's one giant monopoly for the greater good of the greater number. That's what they tell people because they know people are dumb enough to fall for it because they need sustenance because they don't get prepared because they don't have food because they don't have water because they don't have shelter because they don't have self-defense. So they don't have, you know, money outside of the government money. They know people are going to fall prey to this. So that's why they do it. That's why they put us in this situation. So as I said, China is the great reset. Does it mean that China is running it? No. But it was always built up as the guinea pig for this. And if you want a view of what comes after that, let's see. A little place called North Korea, which was a guinea pig of China. Interesting, isn't it? You have China propped up by the US and North Korea propped up by China. A lockdown civilization. Welcome to Planet Lockdown, my friends. That's where we're at. Now, this isn't about scaring people. It's about waking people up and mobilizing them so they actually feel some passion to do something about this, to stand up for their humanity. This was always a plan, was to bring down humanity itself. And humanity is based on individual responsibility, freedom. You don't hold freedom in your hands. You are free or you're not. You don't depend on government and voting for freedom. You have to consent or not consent. And you decide on that on a daily basis. That is freedom. That is responsibility. So you have solutions. And as always, we have them in the description. Check them out if you want. Or don't do anything at all. It's up to you. But we have heavensharvest.com. Long-term storable foods that are non-GMO, heirloom seeds, water filtration and storage, books on how to get started. Use code WAM, W-A-M. And you get free shipping on much of that. And even if you don't qualify, still use code WAM. And again, there's organic kits on there now. Do you know how hard that's going to be to find in the future? Experts say you need at least 3 months of storable food to survive a supply chain crisis. You have seeds that you could plant for a lifetime. You never have to starve. Save yourself, save your family. Don't wait until it's too late. This is your moment to shine, your moment to stand up for your very humanity. Because as a human being on Earth, if you won't stand up for your humanity, then what are you on Earth for? You have families, you have people around you, loved ones that are also not preparing. As I said, 280 million Americans are not ready for a shit hits a fan scenario. So maybe you should lead by example, live freely. That is how you start. And that is how you win so that in the future, we can create a bright new civilization from the ashes of the Great Reset, from the Tower of Babel they're building and have been building for so long. We have KirkElliottPhD.com/WAM in the description as well, where you can buy gold and silver and you could sign up with him and it takes 2 seconds and you could get a call with him. You get a whole bunch of free special reports with it. Why depend on the banking system? That's one of the number one ways and most dangerous ways they get you. Food, water, shelter, and the banks and money. And of course, we have Lion Energy for batteries, solar panels, all that kind of stuff. So you aren't dependent on the government grid. So check that out. A lot of good deals there. And you get, I believe, free shipping on a bunch of that stuff. And you get money off on a bunch of that if you go through our link in the description. And for health, we have rncstore.com, Richardson Nutritional Center, your source for Laetril online, made famous by G. Edward Griffin's book, World Without Cancer. Get your apricot seeds, Laetril, amygdalin, and vitamin B17 there. And we have ClearPhone, the privacy phone that doesn't track and trace you. You hold your own private keys. Faster than an Android, full national coverage, and of course it uses Linux. It's de-Googled. You get all the normal apps, but it doesn't trace you. Check that in the description as well. Anyway, we are completely viewer funded, so check out our ways to help support us as we try to report on things on the ground so that history isn't revised before our eyes. We need your help on that. I'm going completely bankrupt. I'm spending all my own money and going broke and getting into debt as per usual to bring you guys this content. And I appreciate any help I can get. So there's gogetfunding.com, Patreon, Subscribestar. We have a Bitcoin address and we have a Cointree link with a bunch of different cryptocurrencies if you click on that link, including privacy coins. We have an Epic Fund Me campaign where you can donate an Epic Cash, a privacy coin based on the Mimblewimble protocol. And of course, we have a Teespring store. We have a newsletter, www.imband.com. And you can find us on Rockfin, Telegram, Band.video, BitChute, Odyssey, Rumble, and Brighteon at World Alternative Media. We're on Hive, Steemit, and Vigilante.tv at Josh Sigurdsson. And on the bad guys, TikTok and Instagram, World Alternative Media. Twitter and Getter at World Alt Media. We have a YouTube channel called Ancient Wonders. It has my face as a photo. Don't subscribe to the other one because he stole my name and is trying to get more subscribers than me. So we have Ancient Wonders on YouTube. A bunch of interesting content and exclusive content on there. And of course, we are on all the major podcast platforms, Spotify, Podbean, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, etc. Hit that like button, share on social media, hit the notification bell, and hit subscribe if you have not yet already. And as always, my friends, live by example, live freely. This is Josh Sigurdsson signing out from World Alternative Media. Find the truth, be the change.